The first school you attended?
Dunbar Elementary School. It no longer exists now, but that was located over on Pine between probably Madison and Lansing Street, I believe.
Did you go to downtown Tulsa, and what was your experience if you did that and tried to shop in stores?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because there were some stores that you could not go into at all. Then there were some stores that had certain floors. I remember one store in particular called Side and Box. My first year in college, when I went into that store, it was told that there was one of the floors that you absolutely could not go on. And then there was Brown Duncan's, which is Dillard's now, and they had a store called the Tea Room. But one of the things that I think most families did, and certainly mine, was they were very strict about where we would go, because they didn't want us to go through that type of humiliation of, we're not going to serve you. Even a little place like Crest, you know, like you might want to go in there and say, I want to get an ice cream soda at the counter, and they say, go to the end of the counter. But our folks were so strict, and if you did, you'd get in trouble. At that time, you didn't understand why they were so protective, but they just didn't want us to go through that. So they would say, and you better not go into this store, and this store. And all those stores that they would name were the very stores that were not open to African Americans at that time.
Yeah, and drinking fountains, it said.
Call it only. Yeah, the train station. I remember my first ride at the depot. I thought that was so surreal that the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame would be in a place that once upon a time I went in there as a young teen going away to school, and then there was a fountain that said colored, and then there was a fountain that said white. And, of course, my instructions from my parents were is that you don't drink from that fountain at all. They'd pack you lunch and all that kind of stuff. If you were making those trips, and I was going to Texas, so my ride on my first train, I remember going in that train station. And the same with bathrooms had existed at that time.
Well, they wanted you to be proud of who you were and your heritage and did not want to have that injured. That was a great protective move, wasn't it, on their part?
Absolutely, and I think you've probably heard of what they called the Green Book. When we would go on road trips in the car, and you would say, can we stop here? You know, I got to use the bathroom. They said, wait, we're going to make a stop in a little bit. They never would explain necessarily, but what was happening was that they knew that they had to make sure that they were getting completely into the town where African Americans lived or had services that we could take part of.
And you're talking about when you were 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
There was a point in your life where you got the story and understood what was going on. And I don't know if that was in junior high or high school, but do you remember? Oh, now I understand.
Well, yeah, and it was the same on transportation. You get on the bus, and if the bus was completely filled, then you might have to give up your seat. You know, when they say go to the back of the bus, I got a real big thing about getting on a bus and going to the very back of a bus.
You had to do that.
Of course, the buses that ran in our neighborhood, usually there were African-American drivers, so that was different. But if you were making a trip south, probably for many families who worked in Southside Tulsa, they had to experience having been on their feet all day working in someone's home and then get on a bus and can't sit down.
Yeah. Junior high school, where did you go?
Carver. And, of course, we only had the one school. So students came from Booker T. Washington Elementary School before the name changed to Charles S. Johnson, and Dunbar Elementary School, and attended Carver Junior High School. That was the only junior high school in North Tulsa when I was coming along that we could attend. Interesting enough, I remember being very active in the Y. Mrs. Thelma Whitlow was the executive director of the North Tulsa YWCA. It's a young women's Christian association. The only time we could go into what they called at that time the Central Y was when you would have the hanging of the greens. And that would be at Christmas, but we did not engage in activities. And here again, I guess it was that shield that most of our leaders tried to provide for us. Mrs. Whitlow would say, well, we're going to have ballet dancing, and we're going to have these kinds of things. And culturally, she would expose not only young people, but adults as well to many of the things that they were not able to attend in South Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.